Time. This is Dan Damon in for John Harkinbury this week. It's The Takeaway. Celeste Headlee is here too. And let's just take another brief look at what the numbers from the primaries tell us about what's coming next. Todd Zwillick, the Takeaway Washington correspondent, still with us. If we look ahead, we've got Puerto Rico coming on Sunday, but then Illinois on Tuesday, Todd, and that represents a numbers problem for Senator Santorum, doesn't it? Because he's not on the ballot in four congressional districts there.
Yeah, that's right, Dan. There are 18 congressional districts in the state of Illinois. And why does it matter that Rick Santorum didn't slate delegates in four of them? Well, because as we've seen in a lot of other states, delegates are awarded two ways. If you win statewide, you get a certain proportional number of the delegates, but you have to win in each congressional district to get the delegates. That explains why in some of the states that Mitt Romney hasn't won or has barely won, he still managed to get a pretty large delegate haul because he wins in the individual congressional districts, and then delegates are assigned. Rick Santorum, who one way to look at this may not have ever expected to make it this far in the race, didn't slate delegates in all of the in every single congressional district. So he's gonna give up at least 10 should he surge ahead and win in Illinois. So that's the delegate count. In the popular count, in the narrative, in the the percentage war, a win in Illinois, of course, would be gigantic for donors, for media coverage, for momentum for Rick Santorum. In that other column, the delegate column, he's going to do at least 10 worse than he could have done if he were better organized at the start of this thing. And he's going to have to fight harder and harder and harder, district by district, for the 69 delegates available in Illinois in order to try to catch up with Mitt Romney, who still holds a pretty substantial lead, a very substantial lead in the delegate count on the way to 1144.
And of course, then we move on to D.C. He's not on the ballot there either.
No, he's not.
Let's stick to Illinois. And Celeste, the way that things are working now, it's going to present, as Todd says, it's a numbers problem. But in terms of momentum, you know, this process has been very strange. It's come up with some surprises.
Well, I think the fact that Rick Santorum is still in the race is a surprise to everyone, including myself. Since we're talking about Illinois, we might as well bring Pat Fee into this. She's running as a Republican for the State House of Representatives in the 84th District and was a delegate for Mitt Romney in the last election. Pat, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
So let's talk about Illinois. I probably just heard Todd Zwillick saying that a win there for Santorum would be a landslide victory, an incredibly significant victory. But isn't that the case for any of the candidates?
Sure it is.
So how do we understand Illinois going forward? Is Illinois a place that, because it's in the north, will probably go to Mitt?
Well, I think in the past, Mitt has played very strong here. There are 54 delegates in play here. 15 will get appointed at the Illinois Republican Convention in June. And in particular, both of them will be stressing a lot in one of the counties that has four congressional districts.
We're speaking with Pat Fee, a candidate for the Illinois State House of Representatives in the 84th District. Pat, here's the thing that strikes me about Illinois, which is that Mitt seems to have the same problem there as he has had in other places, which is that he does very, very well in the metro areas, but those also happen to be the places where Obama is expected to do very well or take it come the general election. Do you see that as a problem for Mitt Romney?
No.
Why not?
I believe the state of Illinois is in such bad condition from our, present administration, which, plays back to our president. I mean, we have unprecedented bills of $8.5 billion. We have $85 billion in unfunded pension liabilities. And Medicare costs are slated to hit $21 billion in just 5 years. And we're ranked number 48th in job growth between 2000 and 2010.
But, Pat, first of all, Obama took Illinois by a landslide in 2008.
Right. But it was Cook County that did that.
Let me also say that there's no polling that says that Illinois residents connect their pension liabilities with the president.
Well, you know what? It all comes into Cook County. We are a blue state, and it's only because of Cook County. The rest of the state is red. That's where the population is.
But you can't take Cook County out of the equation.
That's right. No. But, people are out of jobs. Our credit rating has been downgraded 9 times. We have the third highest corporate income tax rate in the industrial world. It all ties in together for us in Illinois. We are really suffering here.
We're speaking with Pat Fee, a candidate for Illinois State House of Representatives in the 84th District, and she was a delegate for Mitt Romney in the last election. Let me just ask you about sort of the identity crisis that there seems to be going on in the Republican Party right now, and I wonder if it'll be a problem for the GOP candidates, which is that there seems to be a real divide among Republicans. There are those who are going very, very hard right. Mitt Romney himself has had to turn right on a number of issues in order to pull out some primary victories. And yet in states like Illinois, you have a lot of moderate Republicans there.
I totally believe that this time the Republican Party will come together in the end. Whoever our delegate is, in the end, we will come together and get the next president of the United States.
So you do not believe that this kind of bruising primary season is injuring the Republican candidates?
No. Nope. I believe the media would like that to happen, but no.
No, the media just enjoys the show. I can tell you that. Tell you that from personal.
Yeah, but they add a little insult to injury, too.
But we enjoyed the show between Obama and Hillary Clinton in 2008 also. We just enjoy shows.
And did they come together in the end? Sure they did.
All right. So, Pat Fee, it sounds like you're, of course, predicting Mitt Romney will take Illinois. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you, let me just take you one step further. Do you actually think that Mitt Romney could take Illinois come November?
Yes, because Illinois is in such bad shape. And this is the home state of our president.
It is the home state of our president. And again, he won by a landslide in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Fee, good luck to you. You're
Thank
a candidate
you.
For the Illinois State House of Representatives in the 84th District. Your hometown is?
Aurora, Illinois.
Aurora, Illinois. She was a delegate for Mitt Romney in the last election. Pat, thanks so much.
Thank you.